teacher training usually means spending time in a library with textbooks and PowerPoints. But for 13 Alaska educators, earlier this month, it meant hopping on a helicopter, donning crampons, and toting an ice axe on top of the Mendenhall Glacier as part of Discovery Southeast's teacher expedition. KTOO's Lisa Fu was invited to tag along and has more on taking lessons from the glacier back to the classroom.
From the Juneau Airport, less than 10 minutes fly by before the helicopter lands on the ice of the Mendenhall Glacier.
I look at this every day.
Bev Levine works at the glacier's visitor center.
Now I'm actually seeing it, touching it, being on it, and it's really cool and kind of surreal in a way.
The glacier expedition is just one of several teacher trips that Discovery Southeast offers in the summer. Teachers pay tuition to learn in an outdoor classroom for a week and can get continuing education credits from the University of Alaska Southeast. Richard Karstensen is one of the founders of the outdoor education nonprofit and an instructor.
This is our backyard in Juneau.
Of the 13 teachers on the glacier expedition, most are from Juneau.
And they're going to bring this back to their classes, even if they can't actually walk the kids around on the ice. It's going to just give them a much more full body understanding of what this glacier's doing.
Kathy Connor is a retired geology professor at UAS and another expedition instructor.
If you teach teachers, you teach the world. You know, if you just teach kids, that's a flash in the pan. They're the parade moving, but teachers are your pivot point. They're the railway station that all the trains come through.
During the expedition, teachers were supposed to spend 3 days on the Juneau ice field. Due to weather, ice time was limited to the day on the Mendenhall Glacier. Matt Potter says the days spent off the ice were just as rewarding. Potter is in the process of moving from Anchorage to Circle, where he'll be the lead teacher.
We hiked up somewhere and there was this gravel pile, and we had a bunch of 5-gallon buckets, and we dumped water down it just to look at what the effect of concentrated runoff is, how it sorts out the rocks from the gravel, from the silt. It was a really good hands-on activity to show in real time the processes of erosion. And I think that's something that no matter how old you are, you're going to have fun dumping water down a hill, right?
But it's the glacier that draws the most awe.
There's just nowhere else on Earth like this.
Allie Smith teaches at Juneau's Auk Bay Elementary School.
And the one thing that I'm so amazed with today is just watching all the melt streams on the surface of the glacier. I always knew there was melting, but there's a lot more channels and dynamics to see up here than I realized.
Throughout the day, the instructors pose this question to the group of teachers.
Do you guys have any ideas on what you might take to your classrooms about the process that's happening out here?
The teachers have some ideas, like using algebra to predict snow accumulation and ablation cycles, nature walks in areas where the glacier once was, experiments that model how ice carves away at cliffsides. But they have weeks before school starts, so while they're on the glacier, they might as well goof off for a few minutes. Palmer teacher Nicholas Owens stands over a small glacial river.
Well, this is a very technical thing we're doing here. We're going to drop the orange in. We should probably measure something off our eyeball measurement, and then we're going to calculate how fast the water's flowing.
Okay, on your mark, set, go! Oh, no!
Eddie out. It's in the eddy.
The orange is stuck in the eddy.
In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.